So Todd, we're talking about football, and recently there was the World Cup bidding process that occurred, and the English campaign lost to the Russian, and the American campaign lost to Qatar. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it was a bit tough. I thought actually that the U.S. was deserving. Actually, I think the vote was relatively close. The U.S. actually was a really good candidate because it has the stadiums, it has the infrastructure, it has the transportation networks, it has a really large multicultural population. So there's people from every country in the world. It has the media set up. Really, it had everything. So I was actually surprised it didn't get it. But then after reading about the bid that won, Qatar, I was understanding. They seem to have a really good pitch. You know, these are not going to be for another 12 years, and the stadiums that they're proposing are going to be really high-tech and just marvels of architecture. And the stadiums that we have now are going to be 12 years old by the time the World Cup would come around. So that makes a lot of sense. Plus, I've always wondered what a World Cup would be like if you had it in one central location. And Qatar is relatively small, so people won't have to travel that much. So I think that's kind of a benefit. I think, you know, a lot of my friends have been to the World Cups, and they say that actually having the game so spread out is kind of a hassle.
Right.
So that might be good. But actually, to be honest, what really surprised me was that Australia didn't get it. I thought Australia was the best choice. I thought Australia was a better choice than the U.S. and Qatar. They've never had it in that region before. They have all the stadiums recently built for the Olympics in 2000. They love football or soccer. They're always competitive in the World Cup. Very festive atmosphere. Very multicultural like the U.S. So I thought